Altamont Indians have taken the field, taking a quick look at their defensive positions for this morning. As I said, Keegan Schultz on the mound for the Indians today. His battery mate behind the plate is Zane Miller. And then around the infield, it is going to be Braden Elam at first base. Braden Schnari is at second base. Shortstop will be Cade Millville. And third base will be Parker Bell. From left to right around the outfield, it is going to be Cooper McManaway in left field. Will Reardon is out in center field. And in right field, it is going to be Caden Wolf. So, again, the batting order for Windsor Stu Straws Hatchets. Leading off will be Jackson Gergel. Batting second, Seth Rinker. Batting third, Branson Tingley. Batting fourth will be Ben Bridges. Blaze Verdine is batting fifth. Carter Verdine is batting sixth. Kendall Morris is in the seventh spot. Grace McCray in the eighth spot. And batting ninth will be Wyatt Weatherall. Keegan Schultz has wrapped up his warm-up talks here this morning. And we are set to go with first pitch here in this one. First pitch from Schultz is going to be fouled back to the screen by Jackson Gergel. So Schultz gets himself ahead here with the first pitch. Count is 0-1. Next pitch on the way from Schultz. This one's going to miss high, and that is going to be ball one. So the count evens up at one ball and one strike here in this one. Again, this is Jackson Gergel leading things off for Windsor Stu Straws. Keegan Schultz on the mound for the Indians. This next pitch is in there high. And that is going to be ball two. So the count is two balls, one strike here on Gergel. Schultz looks in, gets his sign into the windup. Off-speed pitch is going to miss high and in, and that is ball three. And Gergel ahead of Schultz here in the count, three balls and one strike. Next pitch from Schultz, and this is going to be a grounder over by second. Ranging to his left is going to be Cade Miller. Millville fires on to Braden Elam over at first, and it's going to be 6-3 for the putout for the first out here of this ballgame. So Cade Millville to Braden Elam for the ground out. We'll give Windsor Stu Straws one out to work with as the number two man, Seth Rinker, steps into the box. Pitch from Schultz, swing and a miss, strike one. 0-1 count here on Seth Rinker. Into the windup is Schultz. This one's going to miss high, just a touch inside. Count evens up one ball and one strike. One ball, one strike here on Rinker. Branson Tingley awaits on deck for the Hatchets. And this pitch is going to be fouled off by Rinker. Schultz ahead here in the count, one ball, two strikes. Schultz gets his sign from Miller, delivers to the plate. Here's going to be a fly ball dropping into short center, but it is no problem for Will Reardon as he will come on and make the catch for out number two. So ground out and a fly ball out. Brings Branson Tingley to the plate. The Hatchets have been two up, two down so far to start this top of the first inning in the third place game of the National Trail Conference Baseball Tournament. Going to be in play here at Beecher City High School. First pitch is going to be taken for a ball by Tingley. So the count is one ball, no strikes. And two outs here, top of the first inning. Next pitch from Schultz. That is going to be taken. This is just outside ball two. Two balls and no strikes here on Tingley. Next pitch on the way from Schultz. And that is going to be a high pop fly. And Miller's going to settle underneath it and make the catch. Four out, number three. So three up and three down for Windsor Stu Straws. So we have no score here after one half inning of play. When we come back, it'll be Altamont's first at bat here in this third place game of the NTC tournament. We will have that baseball action coming up for you next here on 107.1 FM WKRV, streaming live at VandaliaRadio.com and on the Vandalia Radio app.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
Ready to tackle those flooring projects or remodels but not sure where to start? Looking for a personalized experience with more customer service than you receive at the big box stores? At Lock Flooring Innovations, you can count on having the right professionals by your side from start to finish. Choose from a wide selection of Mohawk carpets, hardwood, luxury vinyl, laminate, and ceramic and porcelain tile. We customize showers, backsplashes, kitchen and bathroom countertops, and offer stone for your interior and exterior. With so many options to choose from, Lock Flooring Innovations offers high-quality products to fit any budget. Stop by our showroom today or give us a call at 618-322-3863. Lock Flooring Innovations, off Exit 61 in Vandalia.
Backhand this one as the Indians with their first at bat. Will Reardon with first pitch swinging and a little tapper down the first baseline. That was going to be corralled by Branson Tingley. Steps on the bag for out one. And now after a called strike one, Cade Milvo going to pop this one up into foul territory. And the catch is going to be made for out number two. Three pitches and two outs already for Jackson Gergel. Saw him pitch on Wednesday. I believe he only got about six or seven pitches in. And that appearance as he came in to close it out for the starter, Carter Verdine. So here's Braden Elam now at the plate for Altamont. He'll take this first pitch for a called strike one. First lefty we'll see today at the plate. As Elam takes this one high and outside, that is ball one. As count moves to one ball, one strike. 1-1 the count on Elam. Next pitch from Gergel is taken low, ball two. Two balls and one strike here on Elam. Gergel comes set into his windup, and it's going to be tapped into center field, just slightly ranging to his left is Kendall Morris. He's going to make the catch for out number three. So three quick outs for each team here in the first inning, so we have no score as of yet. Still looking for our first hit of this ball game from either team. We will take a break and we'll come back. We'll have the second inning of action for you here from the National Trail Conference Tournament third place game at Beach City High School. Listening to Baseball Action 107.1 FM, WKRV, streaming live at VandaliaRadio.com and on the Vandalia Radio app.
For any electrical issues, the call to make is ADS Electric in downtown Vandalia. Whether it's residential, industrial, or commercial, ADS Electric is the call to make. They're also a certified dealer for Generac generators. Give them a call, 618-283-2171. That's 618-283-2171 for ADS Electric, or visit them at 215 West Gallatin in downtown Vandalia. Again, that's 283-2171 for ADS Electric in Vandalia.
No score here after the first inning of play. It's three quick outs for both teams in the top and the bottom of the first inning. So we head on to the second inning. Keegan Schultz back on the mound to work for the second inning for the Indians. It is going to be the 4, 5, and 6 batters due up for the Hatchets. That's going to be Ben Bridges, Blaze Verdine, and Carter Verdine here in this top of the second inning. Again, we will have a championship game coming up for you as well. After this game between St. Anthony and South Central, so two games of MTC baseball action for you here today on this final day of the MTC baseball tournament. Of course, a reminder, make sure you do check in at i70sports.com tomorrow for the recap of both of these games, as we have new content posted every day online for area high school sports teams as well as other sports around the area, so check out i70sports.com for all your area sports news. First pitch this half inning from Schultz. That's going to be ball down in the dirt. It does get away from Miller, so we get a new ball into play. As here's Ben Bridges, the lefty catcher at the plate for the Hatchets. Second pitch to him on the way. Off-speed pitch is going to miss high and out. As Schultz finds himself behind here in the count, two balls, no strikes. Next pitch is going to be taken by Bridges. That'll miss just high. Three balls and no strikes here on Bridges. Schultz into the windup. And this one's going to be taken down the middle. Strike one. Count moves to three balls and one strike. After getting down high in 3-0, Schultz going to have to work his way back here with this one. He's able to get Bridges to foul this one off, and we went from 3-0 to a full count as Schultz battling back here against Bridges. Schultz gets his sign from Miller and to the windup. That pitch is going to miss low and in the dirt, and that is going to be a walk. It's the first walk given up by Schultz here in the game. So with no outs here in the top of the second inning, Windsor Stu Shaw is working with their first base runner of the game as Blaze Verdine comes to the plate for the Hatchets. And Keegan Schultz going to work from the stretch for the first time today. Checks on that runner over at first, being held on by Elam. First pitch to Verdine is going to be a long foul ball down the third baseline. It's going to get out of play for strike one. So 0-1 the count here on Blaze Verdine. And the Hatchets with their first runner of the game aboard. And first, that is Ben Bridges. Schultz from the stretch will miss high with this one. And that is ball one. So one ball, one strike here on Verdine. This is Blaze Verdine. Carter Verdine awaits on deck for the Hatchets. Check on the runner over first. And that ball is going to get away from Elam, but Bridges will stay put after diving back safely into the first base bag. So nothing hurt on that one. And the runner remains at first. Off to his lead at first again is Bridges. Schultz comes set into the windup. Swing and a miss. Strike two. So one ball, two strikes here. The count on Verdine. Again, Bridges off to his lead. Not getting too far off the bag is Bridges. Schultz now. Fires to the plate, and that's going to be fouled back to the fencing by Verdine, so he stays alive at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. The last two games, Windsor Stu Straws has faced pitchers with pretty quick pickoff moves, and because of that, there's certain runners we haven't seen get too far off the bag, and Bridge is definitely not getting too far off of that leadoff here today. As again, Schultz has quick pickoff moves there. Now Bridges is going on the pitch. The throw down from Miller. Not in time. Bridges will be in there safely with the stolen base. That pitch was a swing and miss, so Verdine out on the strikeout for the first down. The Windsor Stu Shaw is a runner in scoring position for the first time today. And with one out, here's Carter Verdine at the plate for the Hatchets. A little bit bigger of a lead for Bridges off a second now. And Schultz will throw this one by Carter Verdine. His count is 0-1 here early on this batter. So here is Schultz checking the runner at second. Comes to the plate and misses high. Ball one. One ball, one strike here on Verdine. Runner off his second. A little bit bigger lead. Now Schultz going to step off and get Bridges back to the bag. Has a little bit bigger lead than we saw him take off at first with. Schultz to the plate with this pitch, and that is going to miss for ball two. Two balls, one strike here on Carter Verdine. Again, one out here in the top of the second inning. Hatchets with a base runner out at second. Keegan Schultz on the mound for the Indians. Fires to the plate, misses high with this one, ball three. Three balls and one strike. Three balls, one strike on Carter Verdine. Schultz for Altamont. Fires in there. And Miller trying to pull that one back in the strike zone, but it's going to miss just low, and that is going to be ball four. Now runners are aboard at first and second for the Hatchets, both reaching on walks. And here's Kendall Morris to the plate for the Hatchets. Schultz checks the runner at second. Delivers to the plate, and that's going to be a grounder. It's going to get past the second baseman into right field, and right fielder cannot come up with it. As McManaway running by that ball just a little bit, that's going to allow the runner, Ben Bridges, to score from second base. as Windsor Stuchar is going to get themselves on the board. Carter Verdine will go first to third on that hit. And it is 1-0, the lead for Windsor Stuchar over Altamont in this top of the second inning. So runners at the corners now for the Hatchets. First pitch to Grayson McCray. Now at the plate for the Hatchets. It's going to be taken for ball one. Still just one out here in this top of the second. Coming set is Schultz. Fires in the plate. That is going to be fouled out of play. And that will be strike one. The count moves to 1-1 on McCray. Again, Carter Verdine aboard at third. Kendall Morris at first. As runners at the corners with one out here for Windsor Stuchar. Altamont looking for a couple of outs here. Limit the damage in this top of the second inning. Schultz to the plate. And going is the runner, Morris. Cut off by Millville. Comes home not in time. And another run will score for the Hatchets. The Windsor Stuchar's with the early 2-0 lead here. Top of the second. That's going to bring Altamont coach Alan Witt out. Talk to his senior pitcher and the infield. As the runner is moved into scoring position again for the Hatchets at second base after the stolen base by Kendall Morris. And the second run scoring from third base. Quick conference on the mound here. As Coach Witt looking to calm his players down. And stem the tide here. Home plate umpire slowly walking out towards the mound. So. Going to look to break things up and let Coach know that was his first mound visit. As he heads back to the dugout, and we get reset to go here in this one. So Keegan Schultz will toe the rubber once again. Again, the count is 1-2 here on Grayson McCray. And runner at second for the Hatchets. Pitch from Schultz, swing and a miss for strike three. Two strikeouts here in the inning and two strikeouts in the game for Schultz. As he will now face the number 9 batter for the Hatchets, Wyatt Wetherill. Again, working from the stretch here, Schultz gets his sign, comes set into the windup, and that's going to miss high for 1-1. Seen a couple of pitches missed low for Schultz, but mostly missing high today. Trying to battle through and make that adjustment. As he's working from the stretch with the runner on, and here's a tapper to second base. And that is going to be fielded by Schnari onto Elam for the ground down. So Altamont able to limit the damage, but Windsor Stuchar with first runs on the scoreboard today as they score two in the top of the second inning. So Windsor Stuchar leading Altamont 2-0. We will take a break. When we come back, we'll have the bottom of the second inning for you. As it is going to be the 4, 5, and 6 batters due up for the Indians. We'll take a break. Come back for more baseball action for you here on 107.1 FM WKRV, streaming live at VandaliaRadio.com and on the Vandalia Radio app.
Hey, it's Domer Mills with Heck Chevrolet of Vandalia. And I got to tell you, if you haven't checked out the all-new Chevy Trax, you need to stop by here at your local Chevy dealer. It's the Cars.com Best Car of 2024 award winner. And with 5 different trim levels, all starting under $25,000, you'll see why the 2024 Trax is being called the small SUV that's big on value. So if safety, style, and a spacious interior is what you're looking for, the all-new 24 Trax just might be the perfect car for you. So stop by your local Chevy dealer, Heck Chevrolet of Vandalia, 122 West Gallatin Street, downtown Vandalia, Illinois. Check us out online at VandaliaChevy.com or call us at 618-283-0381. Chevy. Together we drive.
So it is going to be the 4, 5, and 6 batters due up for Altamont here in this half inning. So leading off the bottom of the second here is going to be the pitcher Keegan Schultz. And Schultz will take the first pitch he sees for called strike one. Keegan Schultz is up. Zane Miller awaits on deck, and then also due up is the designated hitter Dyson Wagner. Next pitch is going to miss low and in. 4-1. Count 1-1 here on Keegan Schultz. Jackson Gergel back to work on the mound for the Hatchets. This one's going to be fouled back to the backstop by Schultz. So the count moves to 1-2. First extended action on the mound for Gergel. About 4 weeks on what the talk was amongst Windsor Stu Straw's fanage before the game. They got in just a little bit, 6, 7, 8 pitches the other night in that game against South Central. But his first start in a while here, first extended action, and the next pitch into Schultz is going to miss high for 2, so the count moves to 2-2. Yeah, Altamont Sr. awaits the next pitch from Gergel. He's going to take that one in for 3, so the count is now full here on Schultz. 3-2, the count on Keegan Schultz. Gergel's next pitch on the way, and that's going to miss 4-4. So Keegan Schultz will draw the leadoff walk here in the bottom of the second inning. Brings Zane Miller to the plate for the Indians. They'll have the courtesy runner coming in for the pitcher Schultz, and that is going to be Reed Stimke. The number 3, Reed Stimke, in to be the courtesy runner for the pitcher. Singly holding Stimke on there first as Miller step to the plate for his first at bat today. Pitch from Gergel's going to miss high for 1, so Zane Miller finds himself ahead in the count early here against Gergel. Gergel working from the stretch for the first time today. Stimke gets his lead off first base. And here's going to be a shot into left field, and left fielder cannot come up with it. So having trouble with that was Carter Verdine. He can't come up with it. So Zane Miller will be aboard and with no outs here. Altamont is threatening with runners at first and second. So it looked like Carter Verdine had a beat on it, but could not come up with it as he was ranging towards the left field foul line. Looked like he had a glove on it, went off his glove, and then kicked it into foul territory. So Zane Miller will be aboard on the air. Reed Stimke moves up second. The runners first and second again. As I said, no outs here in this bottom of the second inning. And his first pitch now to Dyson Wagner, the DH, is going to miss low for 1. Next pitch from Gergel is going to be taken. That is going to be a called strike. So the count is 1-1. Wagner, the DH today, batting 4. The left fielder, Caden Wolf. And Wagner's going to tap this one to third. And getting the easy out at third will be Grace McCray. As he's just going to step on the bag. Gets out number 1 there as he gets the lead runner. Then completes the double play as he will catch Wagner out at first as he makes a throw to Tingley for the out. So just like that, 2 outs now. Altamont with just 1 runner on the base passes. Got a runner out at second base with Braden Schnarre now at the plate. First pitch will be a strike, so the count 0-1 here on Braden Schnarre. Next pitch from Gergel on the way, and this one's going to miss low, maybe a touch outside, 4. Count is 1-1 here on Schnarre. Next pitch on the way from Gergel. That's going to miss as well. That is 2. Braden Schnarre with 2-1. Courtesy runner did come in out there for the catcher Miller. It looks like that is Owen Reardon that is doing the running out there for Zane Miller. As Braden Schnarre fouled that one off, so we're all evened up. 2-2. Count here on Schnarre. Next pitch from Gergel comes in. That's going to be low and bounces in the dirt. So that will be 3. As Schnarre now with full count. 3-2 on the Altamont second baseman. Now the umpire going to do some house cleaning. Sweep off the plate and we're ready to go again. As Gergel back on the mound. Schnarre steps back in. Pitch from Gergel on the way. And that's going to catch the inside part of the plate as the umpire is going to ring up Schnarre with the looking strikeout, and that is out number three. So Alkmaar threatens but cannot get anything across here in the bottom of the second inning. So Windsor Sioux Strong holds on to their 2-0 lead. Take a break and come back. We'll have the third inning for you here from this National Trail Conference Baseball Tournament third-place game between Alkmaar and Windsor Sioux Strong. You're listening to Baseball Action on 107.1 FM, WKRV, streaming live, VandaliaRadio.com, and on the Vandalia Radio app.
Whether you're heading out for dinner, heading home from work, or sitting on your couch, Joe's Pizza and Pasta in Vandalia is just a few minutes away. You can dine in at Joe's Pizza at 1227 North 4th Street. You can also call in for pickup or delivery at 283-9105. That's 283-9105. Or just order online at orderjoes.com. That's orderjoes.com. So, no matter where you are, the best pizza around is just a few minutes away. That's Joe's Pizza and Pasta in Vandalia.
We will be back around at the top of the order for Windsor Sioux Strong here to start this third inning, as it is going to be Jackson Gergel, Seth Rinker, and Branson Tingley for the Hatchets. And Keegan Schultz will be back on the mound for the Indians to start his third inning of work here in this, again, third-place game of the National Trail Conference Baseball Tournament being played here at Beecher City High School. Schultz will. A motion that he is ready for the ball ahead down to second base. Throw down by Miller. We'll bring the infield together, and then we'll be ready to go again with the top of the order with Gergel, Rinker, and Tingley for the Hatchets. 2-0, Windsor Sioux Strong leading Altamont here in this one. They scored two runs in the top of the second inning to take that lead. And Altamont threatening in the bottom half of the inning, but unable to get anything across, so Indians still trailing as we begin this third inning. There's Gergel at the plate for the Hatchets. He's going to take the first pitch he sees and drives it foul down the third base line. So 0-1 the count here on Gergel. And another foul down the third base line from Gergel. It is going to put Keegan Schultz ahead of the count here. No balls and two strikes. Schultz going to look for a quick sixth inning here if he can. This pitch, though, will miss high. That is going to be ball one. So count one ball, two strikes here on Gergel. Schultz with the sign comes into the windup. Off-speed pitch on the inside and driving that just short into left center field is Gergel, but will reason there for the catch. And that is going to be the first down here at the top of the third inning. So Altamont able to get one up and one down on four pitches. So that is going to bring Seth Rinker to the plate for the Hatchets. Takes the first pitch he sees for ball one. So one ball, no strikes here on Rinker. Into the windup is Schultz. His delivery to the plate is going to be fly ball in the short right field. But that is no problem as Cooper McManaway going to come in and will make the catch for out number two. As I said, Keegan Schultz wanting to get out there and they're wanting to have just a quick, efficient inning. Only three or four pitches to Gergel. Now just a couple of pitches to Rinker. With two outs here in the top of third, so see what he can do here with Tingley, who's going to foul this down the third baseline. And the count is no balls, one strike here on Branson Tingley. Indians looking to be in and out here. Quick inning so they can get back to the plate and see what they can do against Gergel in the bottom half of the inning, as Tingley will foul this one back and out of play, so it is no balls, two strikes. And Altamont comes in at 11-12 on the season, so they're trying to finish their season at 500 if they can get the win today. As this pitch from Schultz to Tingley going to miss high for ball one. Windsor Sioux Strong comes in the game at 5-10. They are 1-1 this week. As I said, big upset over North Clay in the quarterfinals, and then nearly upset South Central in the semifinals the other day. But Evan Hoover with the 2 RBI single, able to get South Central the win. And now this one from Tingley is going to be a long foul down the third baseline, so he'll stay alive at the plate with a count of one ball, two strikes. So obviously, both teams wanting to end this fall season with a win. and one looking to get to 500. The other just kind of looking to show how much they improve this season. Next one's going to be fouled off by Tingley. Actually went off his bat, off the catcher's helmet, and off the fence. So the umpire going to walk out and toss it to Schultz himself. Kind of give Zane Miller a little bit of a chance. Get his helmet off and give him just a little bit of a break. Or we're set to go again. Still a 1-2 count on Tingley after the last two pitches fouled off. We are ready to go again. Next pitch from Schultz on the way. And this is going to be lined into the power alley. That will get down for a base hit. So it is going to be a two-out base hit by Branson Tingley to put another runner aboard for the Hatchets. So he'll shoot that one out into the left field power alley. Put the Hatchets with a runner at first base with two outs here and bring Ben Bridges to the plate. He is 0-for-1 today, walked back in the second inning and came around and scored under Stu Straw's first run of the game. He'll take this one inside, 4-1. Bridges with a count of 1-1, no strikes. He will take this one. Just a touch high and outside for 2, so the count is 2-0, no strikes, as Bridges ahead of Schultz here in the count. Schultz, a long look in for the sign, nods the head, checks on the runner at first, checks again over the shoulder, fires the plate, swing and a miss, strike one. Schultz coming after Bridges with that one. Gets his first strike here, and the count is 2-1, one strike here on the lefty catcher for Windsor Sushaws. Schultz comes set, deep breath, fires to the plate. Bridges can't hold up, strike two. It's 2-2 now on Bridges. Now Schultz looking to see what he can do here, see if he can end this inning for the Indians, and he does. That is a swing and a miss by Bridges for strike three and out number three of the inning. So one base runner gets on for the Hatchets, but Altamont holds them scoreless. Harper Windsor Sioux Straw still with the 2-0 lead. Altamont will have their chance to do something coming up here in the bottom of the third inning. It'll be the 8-9 and then the top of the order for the Indians. We'll take a break. And when we come back, we'll have that bottom of the third for you here on 107.1 FM, WKRV, streaming live at VandaliaRadio.com and on the Vandalia Radio app.
If your saving for retirement strategy involves the phrase, "I'll get around to it someday," we need to talk. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor, Aaron Alderson. When it comes to meeting your goals, time can be on your side. And there's no better time than now to get started towards your retirement goals. Stop by our office at 533 West Gallatin in Vandalia. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Hi, I'm Kim Height with McKellar, Robertson, McCarty & Click Insurance Agency, your independent Pekin insurance partner. We are local, and we are proud to support all of our kids in sports and academics here in Fayette County. After the game, make a note to stop by our office and discuss your current policies and future needs of your business, home, auto, and family. Pekin Insurance offers a variety of plans to meet your coverage needs. Give McKellar, Robertson, McCarty, and Click Insurance Agency a call at 618-283-4200.
Will be the number 8 and number 9 batters to lead things off for the Indians here in this bottom of the third inning before we get around to the top of the order. So here is Parker Bell, another lefty in the lineup for the Indians. He will take the first pitch low and in, 4-1. Parker Bell, count of 1-0, no strikes. Now he'll drive this one to the second baseman. Weatherall will make the play, throws over to Tingley at first for out number 1. 4-3 on the ground out is going to bring Cooper McMahon away to the plate with one out for the Indians here in the bottom of the third inning. Indians trailing Windsor Sioux Straws 2-0 here in this bottom of the third of this third place game of the National Trail Conference Baseball Tournament. Now McMahon away will take this one for a ball. That one coming in top of the strike zone. Right at the letters, and now McMahon away will foul this one back to the backstop. So the count is 0-2. And now Cooper Manaway cannot hold up. And he will go down on three straight pitches. So the count 0-1 after that. Pitch come in borderline, top of the strike zone. Fouled the second one off, and then this one couldn't hold up. So three straight pitches, and it is two outs for the Indians here, bottom of third, back around the top of the order. And Will Reardon is going to take that pitch for called strike. So it is 0-1. Next pitch from Gervall on the way, and swing and a miss as Reardon can't hold up. And the count is 0-2. 0-2 the count on Will Reardon. Next pitch is going to be swing and miss for strike three. Nothing doing for Altamont here in the bottom of the third on the ground out and two strikeouts. They continue to trail Windsor Stew Straws after three innings of play here in this one. When we come back, we'll have the fourth inning for you here of this third place game of the National Trail Conference Baseball Tournament on 107.1 FM WKRV, streaming live at VandaliaRadio.com and on the Vandalia Radio app.
Shopping local. We talk a lot about it, and everyone knows it's the right thing to do. It helps our friends and neighbors, and it helps our local economy. But remember that shopping local goes for that next car purchase, too. Yeah, it's really easy to get drawn out of town for a car purchase, but staying local just makes a lot of sense. That's because Hosick Motors in Vandalia is going to treat you right throughout the process. They'll get you a great deal on your next vehicle, and then they'll make sure that vehicle stays in top working condition with their award-winning service department. That's because Hosick Motors isn't looking for that one car purchase. They want you to be a customer for life. So before you head out of town, head over to Sunset Drive in Vandalia and see what Hosick Motors has to offer. Stop in and talk with their friendly staff, or you can check out their inventory anytime, 24/7, at hosicks.com. That's hosicks.com. Get a great deal and great service after the sale. Shop local. Shop Hosick Motors in Vandalia.
Five, six, seven due up for Windsor Stew Straws here in the top of the fourth inning. So that'll be Blaze Verdine, Carter Verdine, and Kendall Morris for the Hatchets. Leading off is Blaze Verdine, 0 for 1 today. He struck out in his first plate appearance back in the second inning. Kendall Schultz back to, or Keegan Schultz, excuse me, back to work on the mound for the Indians. This is his fourth inning of work. And first pitch from Keegan. High and in, ball one. So high and in, four ball, two Blaze Verdine. It is the first pitch from Schultz. Next one on the way. This one coming in, low and in the dirt. That is going to be ball two. So two balls and no strikes here from Schultz. As Verdine finds himself ahead here in the count, he awaits the next pitch from Keegan. And this one's going to miss. Just a touch inside for ball three. Three balls, no strikes count on Blaze Verdine. Gotta assume that he'll be taken all the way on this one unless he gets just that perfect pitch that he likes. And he is taken all the way. That will be called strike one. Three balls, one strike here on Verdine. Schultz set into the windup now. And this one's going to miss low. For ball four. So Blaze Verdine will get aboard with the leadoff walk here in this fourth inning. That brings in Carter Verdine. He's 0 for 1 today. Excuse me, not 0 for 1. He is not having a recorded plate appearance. He walked back in his first at bat. He did come around to score the Hatchet's second run of the game. And he takes his first pitch for ball one. So a walk already on the day for Verdine. Takes first pitch, four ball one, count 1-0. From the stretch, now the check on the runner over at first from Schultz to Elam, and that is Blaze Verdine back in there safely. Now Keegan set on the mound again, working from the stretch. Off-speed pitch is going to miss low. That's going to get away from Miller, but the runner will stay put at first. As count is two balls and no strikes. Two balls, no strikes here on Carter Verdine. Blaze Verdine, the runner aboard at first, gets off to his lead. Schultz's pitch to the plate is going to miss high. That will be ball three. Three balls and no strikes here on Carter Verdine. Working from behind is Keegan Schultz on the mound, as Verdine will take that pitch high, and that is going to be ball four. So back-to-back walks given up by Schultz to start this fourth inning. And that is going to bring Kendall Morris to the plate, and now Altamont coach Alan Witt out of the dugout. Heads out to the mound to have a talk again with his senior pitcher and infield. This will be his second mound visit of the day. We'll see what he's going to do. See if it's just a conversation to calm his pitcher down or if we'll have a change here in this fourth inning. So far, it doesn't appear like he's going to make any change. As now Schultz does hand the ball to Witt, and it looks like we will go ahead and have a pitching change. So Altamont going to make a pitching change here in the top of the fourth inning. And while they do make that change and the new pitcher gets his warm-up tosses, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll have more baseball action for you here on 107.1 FM WKRV.
Do you have a game plan for retirement? Having a game plan in place can help you win the retirement game. A plan will keep you on track and help reach your goals. Game Plan Investment financial advisor Brock Brannon offers financial planning and investment advice and can help you develop a game plan that's right for you. Game Plan Investment financial advisor Brock Brannon is at F&B Community Bank's Financial Center on Banker Boulevard, or you can call at 283-5238. That's 283-5238 for Game Plan Investment financial advisor Brock Brannon.
B. Brownson also.
Hey, Bob, how about another burger?
Coming up.
I knew Bob was such a grill master.
Yeah, and his team organized all the games for the kids.
Hey, guys, I think we can get you a better auto loan rate. Wow.
It's what we do.
This is Melissa at the First National Bank of Brownstown. We're your neighbors and a part of the community. We offer you mobile banking, online bill pay, and a convenient ATM. First National Bank of Brownstown, equal housing lender and member FDIC. We support small town businesses because we are one.
Dyson Wagner are going to come on to pitch for the Indians here in this top of the fourth inning. Some changes being made for the Indians, as it looks like Keegan Schultz is going to move over to first base. So that means the first baseman, Braden Elam, that started the game, is going to move out to the outfield. So he will head out to right field, it looks like. And with Wagner moving from the DH spot, going to come in the pitch. It looks get more of those changes for you. As I said, Keegan Schultz going to first base. Second base will stay the same. Millville is still at third base. Parker Bell does stay at third base. So it looks like Cooper McManaway may be coming out, or Caden Wolf, one of the two. So we'll check those runners when they come in. But here's the first pitch of the game from Wagner. Ground ball. Caden Millville fires over to second base. Gets the out at second, not able to make the turn. At second is Schnari. But the Indians able to get one out here, as the lead runner will advance on to third, but they do get the runner out at second. Put one out on the board. So runners are at the corners as Morris reaching on that fielder's choice. And now Grayson McCray steps in. Face Dyson Wagner for the first time today. Wagner will come in, immediately works from the stretch, checks the runner at first over his shoulder, now fires to the plate. It's going to miss inside, ball one. So one ball, no strikes count here on McCray. Checks down. Coach Brett Harmeyer for the sign. Wagner going to shake off the first sign he gets from Miller. Now comes set. Pitch to the plate, and that's going to be called strike. Snap throw down to third. And runner will be there safely. Kendall Morris on the defensive indifference will move up to second for the Hatchets. So they've got both runners now in scoring position to the Hatchets. And the count is one ball and one strike on McCray after that called strike one on that last pitch. Now swing and miss, strike two. So Wagner ahead of the counter, ahead of McCray here in the counter. And McCray thought that was strike three, but it was just strike two. So he will have to come back to the plate. Again, the count is one ball, two strikes here on McCray. One out, top of the fourth inning. And your Stu Straws at bat. They lead the Indians 2-0 here in this third place game. Next pitch from Wagner, misses high, ball two. Two balls, two strikes here on McCray. Wyatt Weatherall waits on deck for the hatchets. Pitch from Wagner. Is going to miss low in the dirt. It's going to get away from Miller, but holding up at third is going to be Blaze Verdine. So the runner will stay put as that pitch getting as low in the dirt and getting away from Miller. As we now have full count. So three balls, two strikes here on McCray. Again, runner still at second and third for the hatchets. Dyson Wagner doing a little bit of mound work, filling in some holes. Gets his landing how he wants it. Now he's set to go. Comes set. Does Wagner. Big lead off the second by Morse as he is halfway between second and third. And now this is going to be a called strike three as McCray will be rung up. And that's going to be out number two. So the Indians will look to get out of this jam as they've got two outs now. Dyson Wagner going to face the number nine batter, Wyatt Weatherall. Weatherall, tapper, third base to Bell. Bell on the transfer, can't handle it. And one run's going to come in and score. And now we're going to have Weatherall down at first as he was running through the bag, and he is down and in some pain. So we'll have a quick timeout here as Weatherall able to get his bearings. He comes up limping as he walks it off down in foul territory. Instead, a run does come in and scores. Blaze Verdine will score. On that one, Weatherall will be aboard on the air. Instead, Bell having trouble on the transfer. Kendall Morris did move up to third base, and we're going to have a runner coming in for Weatherall as he is walking gingerly on that right leg. I don't know if that was an ankle or a knee, stepping wrong on the first base bag, so the pinch runner coming in for him is going to be Coy Morris. So Coy Morris will come in and do the running for the Hatchets, who's just scored their third run. They have a 3-0 lead now over Altamont. And we are back around to the top of the order. Runners are at the corners for the Hatchets. Jackson Gergel at the plate. He is 0 for 2 today with ground out shortstop and a line out to center field. First pitch from Wagner to Gergel. Off speed pitch is going to be taken for ball one. One ball, no strikes here on Gergel. And we're in the top of the fourth inning, 2 outs. Windsor Stu Straws leads Altamont, 3-0. And Gergel going to be plunked on the back. So it is going to be a hit by pitch. His base is now going to be loaded with 2 outs here. And this top of the fourth inning. The base is loaded. As Seth Rinker comes into the plate, he is 0 for 2 today. Wide out to center field, and the first inning flew out to right field back in the third. First pitch from Wagner to Rinker, going to miss just low for ball one. That pitch coming in just below the knees for ball one. As Rinker ahead here in the count early, 1-0. Wagner gets his sign into the windup. His delivery is going to be taken down the middle, called strike one. So the count is one ball, one strike here on Rinker. So Dyson Wagner on in relief of Keegan Schultz, who went the first three-plus innings for the Indians. And now there's a shot right back up the middle. Diving for it is Caden Millville. Beautiful play by Millville as he's going to dive for the ball and flips it with his glove to Schnari for the out at second. And Millville, a little slow getting up after that diving play. As Caden Millville, a beautiful play, ranging well behind the bag at second, gets the out and is able to save another run and get Altamont out of that jam. So one run across for Windsor Stu Straws in the top of the fourth inning as Altamont now trails 3-0. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll have the bottom of the fourth inning for you as 2-3-4 due up for Altamont. You're listening to Baseball Action here on 107.1 FM WKRV, streaming live, VandaliaRadio.com, and on the Vandalia Radio app.
Dynamic Dental Group in Vandalia is a group of dental care professionals dedicated to providing the most comprehensive dental and braces care in the area. Dynamic Dental Group uses state-of-the-art technology and the newest treatment options available, and they offer treatment customized to each individual patient. Dr. Brad Dunn and his team provide the great care that you've come to expect from Dynamic Dental Group. That's Dynamic Dental Group at 2102 West Randolph in Vandalia. You can call them at 283-4900. That's 283-4900. Or visit them online at dynamicdentalil.com. That's Dynamic Dental Group in Vandalia.
Windsor Seastraws threatens with bases loaded at the end of the inning there, and Altamont senior shortstop Cade Millville, again with a beautiful diving play, will get the out at second. And that ends the Windsor Seastraws threat, so Altamont comes to the plate, bottom of the fourth inning, trailing Windsor Seastraws by 3-3-0. They've got 2-3-4 batters in the lineup due up. That is Cade Millville, Braden Eberman, Keegan Schultz. And Millville takes first pitch. He sees low four, ball one. Millville 0-for-1 today. Popped out in foul territory as a first baseman in his first at-bat back in the first inning. Next pitch he sees, he will take down the middle, called strike one. So one ball, one strike here on Millville. And this one is going to get behind Millville for a ball. So two balls and a strike on the senior shortstop. Jackson Gurgle back to work on the mound for the Hatchets. Flo Tapper to third base. Digging down the line is Millville. And Kendall Morris is going to make the throw over to Tingley at first for the out. So 5-3 on the scorecard for the ground out for Cade Millville. As Indians with one out here in the bottom of the fourth inning brings Braden Elam to the plate. Lefty popped out to, or he flew out to center field in his first at-bat back in the first inning. First pitch is going to be taken by Elam for called strike one. Count is no balls, one strike. This one will be missing outside for ball one. So count one ball, one strike here on Elam, who moved from first base out to right field in the top half of this inning. We're going to have the appeal down to the third base umpire on the check swing by Elam. Umpire says he did not go, so it is two balls, one strike to count. Now this one fouled back to the backstop. Strike two as the count moves to 2-2 here on Elam. Two balls, two strikes here on Braden Elam. Pitch from Gurgle is going to be tipped. It is going to be a foul tip for the out. And that is two outs here in the top of the fourth. Two up and two down for the Indians. And there is Keegan Schultz into the box for the Indians. Keegan will take this one low for ball one. He is 0-for-1 today, or excuse me, take it back. I read my scorecard wrong. I was reading the wrong one. He reached base on a walk back in the second inning in his first at-bat. He fouls this one off. It almost looked like he was going to drift more into foul territory than it did. But that is going to be regardless. Seth Rinker will go over and make the catch. It looked like it was going to curve more into foul territory, but it only got a couple of feet out. And Seth Rinker able to make the falling down catch for the out. So it is three up and three down again for the Indians. They have just been unable to get anything going offensively here in this game throughout the first four innings. So as we wrap up four innings of play here in this one, the Indians are trailing Windsor Seastraws 3-0. When we come back, we'll have the fifth inning for you here from this third-place game of the National Trail Conference Baseball Tournament on 107.1 FM, WKRV, streaming live, VandaliaRadio.com, and on the Vandalia Radio app.
At Country Financial, we know the rising cost of buying and repairing farm equipment may lead you to worry about protecting those critical assets. As a leading farm insurer, we're here to help. Our enhanced AgriPlus coverage provides replacement costs for qualified equipment and wearable parts. This is Jordan Mahan, your local Country Financial rep. Call me today at 618-829-3973 to talk about your farm insurance needs. Farm policies issued by Country Mutual Insurance Company, Bloomington, Illinois.
It is going to be the 2-3-4 batters due up here in the top of the fifth inning for Windsor Stu Straw, Seth Rinker, Branson Tingley, and Ben Bridges are your three due up for the Hatchets. Dyson Wagner will toe the rubber once again for the innings as he is back to work for his first full inning for the Indians. As I said, we had those changes and back in the fourth. Wagner came in for Schultz. Schultz moved over to first base. The first baseman, Elam, moved out to right field. The right fielder, Cooper McManaway, moved over to left field. And Caden Wolf came out of the game for the Indians. So here is Branson Tingley, first pitch. Excuse me, that was Seth Rinker, Branson Tingley, and Ben Bridges due up this inning. And Tingley will be out on the fly ball out. So very efficient. First batter faced by Wagner is one pitch and one out. Now showing bunt is Bridges. He's going to bunt it foul down the third base line, and that is going to be strike one. So the count 0-1 on Ben Bridges after the bunt foul. Lefty catcher getting down the line pretty quickly for the Hatchets. So with one strike, the count of 0-1, we'll see if he will attempt to bunt again. Saw him do this the other night in the game against South Central. Bunt is off. Looks like he was ready to swing, but he takes this one low in the dirt for ball one. So the count is 1-1 and one strike. 1-1, one strike here on Bridges. Wagner gets a sign, deep breath now, delivery to the plate. It is going to be fouled back to the screen. That is going to be strike two. So Wagner gets himself ahead here in the count. 1-1, two strikes on Ben Bridges. Bridges steps back in. Shake off of a couple of signs from Wagner and out of the plate. Just a slight shake. And now here is a hard grounder. That is to Schnarri at second. Fires over to Schultz for out number two. So 4-3 to ground out for Bridges. So the Indians have been able to get two outs fairly quickly here in the top of the first, top of the fifth inning. So now here is Blaze Verdine to the plate for the Hatchets. He struck out in his first at bat back in the second inning, reached base in the fourth on a walk, and then came around to score the third run of the game for the Hatchets. So he is 0-1 today with a walk. Takes first pitch high and in for ball one. Does Verdine. Carter Verdine awaits on deck for the Hatchets, should we reach him. Next pitch from Wagner is going to be fouled off down the third baseline for strikes. The count is 1-1, one strike. A little bit of a stinger there on that one. It's Verdine shaking out his right hand. Now he steps back in ready to go. Wagner's delivery to the plate. Off-speed pitch is going to miss for ball two. So again, there's 2-1, one strike here on Blaze Verdine. 2-1 and a strike here on Verdine. Wagner will shake off the sign. Now likes the one he wants. Swing and miss by Verdine for strike two. So 2-1, two strikes. The count here on Verdine. Again, two outs here, top of the fifth inning. Into the windup is Wagner. His pitch is going to be a high fly ball getting into foul territory. Is there going to be enough room in there? Is enough room. It did stay in, but Bell unable to come up with the catch down by the fence. So it is going to be Blaze Verdine staying alive at the plate with that 2-2 count. Parker Bell and third baseman Parker Bell and shortstop Caden Miller both giving chase to that one. Both right on top of that as it looked like it was going to drift out of play and then drifted back in, but neither could come up with a catch. So, again, Verdine stays alive at the plate, 2-2 count. Now the off-speed pitch is going to be a swing and a miss by Verdine, and that is out number three of the inning, so three up, three down for the Hatchets. As the Indians able to hold them scoreless here in the top of the fifth, and Altamont going to come up in the bottom of the fifth inning, got to get something going offensively here as they're running out of time. So it is going to be Zane Miller, Dyson Wagner, Braden Schnarri do up in the bottom of the fifth inning for the Indians, as, again, they look to get some sort of offense going here in this game when We are going to go ahead and take a break, and when we come back, we will have that bottom of the fifth inning for you here. As you're listening to baseball action here from the National Trail Conference Tournament on 107.1 FM, WKRV.
When looking for your next home, look no further than RE/MAX. Your local RE/MAX office is ready to help you find your next place to call home. They are dedicated to finding your dream home and have in-depth knowledge of our local community. So when looking for your next place to call home, look local at our local RE/MAX. Give them a call at 618-283-4436. That's your local RE/MAX at 618-283-4436 to find your next place to call home.
Again, it is going to be Zane Miller, Dyson Wagner, and Braden Schnari due up here for the Indians in this bottom of the fifth inning as they trail Windsor Soustaroff 3-0 in this third-place game, the NCC tournament. First pitch swinging is Miller, and this fly ball into center field is going to be caught by Carter Verdine for out number one. So one pitch, one out for the Indians. And here is Dyson Wagner now to the plate. He reached base on an air back in the second inning for being stranded on base, and he takes first pitch he sees for ball one. Next pitch taken for ball two. Next pitch from Gergel to Wagner, swing and a miss, strike one. Two balls, one strike, the count on Wagner. And Gergel back in to work for his fifth inning on the mound for the Hatchets. Wagner will foul this one back to the screen as count moves to two and two. So two balls, two strikes here on Wagner. Wagner reached base again, as I said, back in the second inning on and there by the Windsor Soustaroff's left fielder. Looking for his first base hit of the game. He has a count of two balls and two strikes. Next pitch, Gergel is going to miss high. That is ball three. Three balls, two strikes here on Wagner. Next pitch is going to be foul tip. Back at the catcher, can't handle it. So it is a 3-2 count still on Wagner here at the plate. Three balls, two strikes on Dyson Wagner. Gergel looking in for the sign. Now comes set. Pitch on the way. Wagner will fly this one into center field. Verdine will move to his left, make the catch. Crowd number two. Two fly balls to center field, two outs for the Indians. As Braden Schnari now to the plate. He's 0-1 today with a strikeout as he was caught looking back in the second inning. Alphamont still looking for their first hit today is they've had a runner reach on a walk, had a runner reach on an error, and that's the only offense the Indians have had so far in this game. Schnari takes the first pitch he sees for ball. Now this next one, line drive and making the nice grab at third base is going to be Kendall Moore. So, again, it is three up and three down for the Indians. As again, still cannot get any offense going as they have just a couple innings left to try and pull themselves back into this game. As Windsor Soustaroff leads the Indians 3-0 after five innings of play. We'll take a break when we come back. We will have the sixth inning for you here from this third-place game of the National Trail Conference Tournament between Altamont and Windsor Soustaroff. You're listening to Baseball Action on 107.1 FM, WKRV, streaming live, VandaliaRadio.com, and on the Vandalia Radio app.
Timmerman & Company, certified public accountants at 105 South 4th Street in downtown Vandalia, is a full-service accounting firm, and they focus on small businesses and their owners, providing all the tax and accounting services they'll ever need. Contact them today, 283-2371. That's 283-2371 to learn how they can serve you and your business. That's Timmerman & Company, certified public accountants at 105 South 4th Street in downtown Vandalia. Call them at 283-2371. That's 283-2371.
It is going to be 8-9. Batters due up, 1-2 for the Hatchets here in this top of the sixth inning. And then we will be back around to the top of the Hatchets order. Dyson Wagner back to work on the mound for the Indians. And we're going to have some more changes for the Indians as Reed Stimke is going to come into play second base for the Indians. Stemke, Reed Stemke in at second base. At third base, it is going to be Blake Berg. Keegan Schultz will remain at first base. Carson Millville going to come in for Cade Millville at shortstop. And the first pitch to Carter Verdine. As Carter Verdine, Kendall Morris, and Grace McCray do up here for Windsor Stewshaws in this top of the sixth. Next pitch from Wagner, going to miss just high, 4-1. Count is 1-1 and 1-1 here on Verdine. He is. Has reached base twice today with 2 walks. As takes this next pitch he sees, 4-2, so 2-1 count on Carter Verdine. Next pitch on the way from Dyson Wagner. And it's going to miss just high and in. That is going to be 3, so the count moves 3-1. 3-1 here on Carter Verdine. Next pitch on the way from Dyson Wagner, fouled back to the backstop. 4-2. Said quite a few changes around the infield for the Indians. We'll check on the changes in the outfield. As soon as we can try and see some numbers, we'll see if they've made any changes there as well. Carter Verdine going to take this next pitch he sees for 4. So Carter Verdine has reached base every at-bat today by way of walk. As Windsor Stewshaws again with a runner on board with no outs here in this top of the sixth inning. Here's Kendall Morris. He's 1-2 today, reached base on a single to right field back in the second inning, and then reached on a fielder's choice in the third. And now here's a hard ground ball into left field, and Kendall Morris will have his second hit of the day. He does advance the runner to second, so runners now at first and second for Windsor Stewshaws with no outs here in this sixth inning. And Grayson McCray is at the plate for the Hatchets. Runners are at first and second for the Hatchets. No outs here, top of the sixth inning. Pitch from Wagner is going to miss high. 4-1. Cray 0-2 today with a pair of strikeouts. A regular K back in the second and then got caught looking over in the fourth. Next pitch from Wagner. He checked on the runner at second and coming to the plate. And that one looked good to me down the middle, but they're going to say it was a ball, so. Count is 2 balls, no strikes. Here on Grayson McCray. Swing and a miss, and that is 1. So 2-1 the count now. 2 balls and a strike here on McCray. Next pitch from Wagner on the way, and showing bunt is McCray. And that bunt is going to go up over the backstop. 4-2. 2-2, the count on McCray here. And Windsor Stewshaws is leading Altamont 3-0 here in the top of the sixth inning of this third-place game of the National Trail Conference Baseball Tournament. Dyson Wagner on the mound for the Indians. His pitch to the plate is going to miss 4-3. Wagner going with an off-speed there and missed. As the count is now 3-2 here on McCray. Wagner, his next pitch, fouled back to the screen. So McCray stays alive at the plate with that full count. Wyatt Weatherall, in his last plate appearance, was running to first and got injured as he hit the bag at first. So it is Coy Morris awaiting on deck instead, as the next pitch is going to miss from Wagner, and that is 4-1. So base is now loaded for the Hatchets with no outs here in the top of the sixth inning. Here's Coy Morris at the plate for his first at-bat today. as I said, he entered the game back in the fourth for the injured White Weather on. Now this time it's going to be Coach Clayton Wolf out stock to the pitcher and infield for the Indians. The said base is loaded for the Hatchets. It's Carter Verdine is on board at third base. Kendall Morris out at second. And Grayson McCray drew the walk to get aboard at first. So no outs yet here in the top of the sixth inning. That's Clayton Wolf, Coach Clayton Wolf, making the mound visit. And they will continue to go with Wagner as the visit will break up. The Indians are going to stick with senior Wagner as he will face Corey Morris for the first time. He was in for White Weatherall. Base is loaded. First pitch from Wagner. Swing and a miss. Strike one. Wagner gets ahead of here in the count early. No balls, one strike. Working from the stretches, Wagner comes set. Next pitch on the way. And here is a fly ball into short right field. Braden Elam coming on for it. And that one's going to drop in there. No play at the plate as that throw is just off the mark. Carter Verdine going to come in to score. And the bases will remain loaded here in this one. So it's going to be a bloop single by Morris into short right field. And Windsor Stu Charles will extend their lead with one run in to score as they now lead the Indians 4-0. We are back around at the top of the order. No out still here in the top of the sixth. There's Jackson Gergel. First pitch he sees, it is a high fly ball. Carson Millville going to wave off the left fielder coming in. And the third baseman settles under, makes the catch, and that is one out now for the Indians. The pop fly to the shortstop, Millville. That is Carson Millville. Is Cade Millville moved out to center field this inning. And Seth Rinker now to plate for Windsor Stu Charles. Takes first pitch he sees, four ball. The count is one ball and no strike on Rinker. Again, bases loaded for the Hatchets. One out here, top of the sixth inning. Pitch from Wagner is going to be taken for strike one, so the count moves to one ball, one strike. The one ball, one strike, the count on Rinker. Into the windup is Wagner, and this one will be fouled back to the backstop for strike two, so it is one ball, two strikes here on Rinker. One ball, two strikes, count on Rinker, as Wagner has himself ahead in the count of the batter, and now Rinker going to try and fight that one off and just tips it foul back to the screen. So again, the count will stay at one ball, two strikes. Seth Rinker at the plate for the Hatchets. Dyson Wagner on the mound for the Indians. Wagner, his next delivery, swing and a miss, strike three. It'll be a strikeout for Wagner and the second out of this inning is Wagner looking to get out of a jam here. That is Wagner's third strikeout of the game since he entered back in the fourth. He will now face Branson Tingley for the second time. Tingley today is 1-for-3 with a single back in the third inning. And takes first pitch he sees for called strike one. So no balls and a strike here on Tingley. Getting the sign is Wagner. His delivery to the plate. Swing and a miss. Strike two. So Wagner, well ahead here in the count. No balls, two strikes as he tries to get out of this jam and limit the Windsor Stu Charles' damage of this inning. Next pitch from Wagner is going to miss just high, ball one. One ball, two strikes here on Rinker. On Tingley. Rinker is aboard. Rinker struck out, and Gergel popped out to the shortstop, so our bottom of the order, still the ones on base for the Hatchets. And here's a shot up the middle. It's going to get through. One run's going to score. And that'll be it as McCray going to be held up at third base. So one run to score on the RBI single by Branson Tingley. But Kendall Morris will come in to score. Grayson McCray moves up to third. Coy Morris moves up to second, and Tingley Board at first. There's Ben Bridges at the plate now, and first pitch, swing and a miss. Big swing and a miss for strike one. 5-0 is the lead now for Windsor Stu Shaw's over the Indians. Next pitch from Wagner. It is going to be a hard grounder. Takes a bad hop over Schultz. Gets into right field. One run comes around and scores. Now a second comes in to score, and it's going to be a 2-RBI single for Bridges. As that one just onto the dirt right there about the edge of the grass, just took a funky hop and got up. It hopped so much it got up over the head of Schultz. And so Bridges will be aboard. And the Hatchets now lead 6-0. Actually, scoreboard's wrong now. It is. So I was just checking to make sure that there wasn't a runner at second that I missed behind the umpire. Two did come in the score, as I saw. So it is 7-0. The Hatchets lead over the Indians. Tingley is at third. Bridges is at first. Count is 1-1 now on Blaze Verdine. He is 0-2 today with a walk and two strikeouts. Fouls this one off down third baseline. So the count now 1-2 here on Verdine. Runners at the corners for the Hatchets. Indians trailing here 7-0 in this top of the sixth inning. Wagner checks the runner. Comes set now. Fires to the plate. And it's going to be a swing and a miss. Drop third, but Miller will throw on down to first for the out. So four runs across in the inning for Windsor Stu Strong as they extend their lead over the Indians to 7-0. We'll take a break when we come back. We'll have the bottom of the sixth inning for you here as you're listening to action from the third place game of the National Trail Conference Baseball Tournament here on 107.1 FM WKRV. Streaming live at VandaliaRadio.com and on the Vandalia Radio app.
Quality work at a reasonable price. That's exactly what you'll get with Newsom's Pressure Washing. Newsom's Pressure Washing offers pressure and soft washing for roofs, siding, gutters, decks, and more. They do residential and commercial work, and they are fully insured. And Newsom's Pressure Washing offers free estimates. So for quality work at a reasonable price, call Newsom's Pressure Washing at 618-694-2638. 618-694-2638. Newsom's Pressure Washing.
For a great time anytime, come to the Copper Penny in downtown Vandalia. The Copper Penny has a full pub-style menu, great drink selections, and daily specials. $2 domestics on Monday, $7.50 sandwich basket on Tuesday, Wednesday are $4 witness Wednesdays, Thursday two appetizers for $12, and Friday and Saturday are $14 fried fish platters. Also, call to book their back room for private party options, and they have DoorDash available. That's the Copper Penny, right across from the Vandalia State House in downtown Vandalia.
Windsor Stu Shaw's with three runs across in the top of the sixth inning here as they extend their lead to 7-0 over Altamont. And it is going to be Blake Berg with his first plate appearance of the game for the Indians. And then Cooper McManaway, the number 9 batter, due up after him. And then back around to the top of the order. So Blake Berg finds himself after that swing and miss in early 0-2 hole, and then he gets rung up looking, does Blake Berg, and that is the first out at the bottom of the sixth inning here. So that is going to bring Cooper McManaway. Cooper McManaway in to the box for the Indians. Taps this one foul down the third baseline. And that is going to be strike one. Carson Millville waits on deck for the Indians. Next pitch is going to be 0-2. Count is 0-2 on McManaway. The next pitch from Gerwell, and this one's going to be fouled off down the third baseline. Count stays 0-2. One out here in the bottom of the sixth, and the pitch is going to be fouled off the catcher's mask. So again, the count stays. No balls, two strikes. Or Cooper McManaway. It's 0-2 the count here on McManaway. As I said, Carson Millville waits on deck for his first at-bat of the ballgame. As the Indians got to get something going here late as they trail Windsor Soustron 7-0, and that one's going to just... That's just kind of a shorthanded check swing. Came ball riding inside, and McManaway tried to fight it off and just kind of blooped it out there, and it looked like the Windsor Soustron shortstop was going to be able to come up with it. Instead, McRae can't handle it on the bounce, and on the E6, McManaway is going to be aboard for the Indians. So there is still just one out here, and one man is on for the Indians with Carson Millville at the plate. Can't hold up on that one. It's Millville not fully decided on that swing, can't hold up, and strike makes it an 0-1 count. Gurgle's next pitch is going to catch the inside part of the plate for strike two, so the count is 0-2 here on Millville. After Carson Millville, Cade Millville waits on deck for the Indians. Next pitch is going to be fouled back to the backstop. Count stays, no balls, two strikes. No balls, two strikes here on Carson Millville. Umpire taking just a little bit of time there, giving the catcher some time for a breath. Carson Millville gets a little advice from Coach Clayton Wolf. Now he's set to go again, and now here's a pop-up. Now a fly ball. It's going to keep drifting into center field, but catch going to be made by Carter Verdine. So the fly out will be the second out of the inning. And the Indians still with the runner at first base, now with two outs in this bottom of the sixth. Here's Cade Millville at the plate. He's 0-2 today, popped out to first base, foul territory, and his first at bat, back in the first, ground out to third, back in the fourth. Taps this one foul. So the count is 0-1 here on Cade Millville. Should we get to him, Braden Elam awaits on deck for the Indians. Next pitch to Cade Millville. That's going to miss high. That is ball one. So the count is one ball, one strike. Cade Millville, the runner. McManaway off at first, off to his lead. Now Millville will take this one for called strike two. So one ball, two strikes here on Cade Millville. Jackson Gurgle working again on the mound for the Hatchets. And this one's going to be taken. That is a ball, so it is. I've got a count of 2-2. Now 3-2, as that one's in the dirt. So full count now on Cade Millville. Three balls, two strikes. Three balls, two strikes here on Cade Millville. With two outs, bottom of the sixth inning. Again, Cooper McManaway down at first for the Indians. He's not being held on now. It is McManaway looking to go on the pitch, and this one's going to miss low for ball four. Cade Millville going to draw a two-out walk. And the Indians now with the runners at first and second. That's going to bring Braden Elam to the plate. He is 0-2 today. Flew out to center field back in the first inning and back in the third inning. Foul tip out. So he is 0-2 today. Now he's going to rope this one down the first baseline, but it's going to curve foul. So the count is going to be 0-1 on Elam. And two runners are aboard for the Indians with two outs here. Cade Millville at first, Cooper McManaway out at second base. You know, and 0-1 the count here on Elam. Gurgle is pitched to the plate. It's going to miss down in the dirt. That is going to be ball one. So the count is one ball, one strike here on Elam. Sixth inning of work on the mound for Gurgle. His next pitch to Elam, and that's going to be taken high, ball two. Two balls, one strike here, the count on Braden Elam. Should we get to him, Keegan Schultz awaits on deck for the Indians. Coming set is Gurgle, his next pitch on the way, and that is going to be taken, called strike two. Oh, excuse me. Maybe I'm wrong. I have a post in my way, but it looked like the umpire was going to motion. going to miss in the dirt. So I was right. That last one was called strike, so it is full count now after that last one was just in the dirt. So it is full count. Three balls, two strikes. The runner's going. This one's going to be fouled off, so the runners will retreat back to first and second. As with full count, two outs, both runners were taken off from first and second. So Elam back into the box, digs in. Gurgle looking in for a sign. Comes set. Checks the runner at second, fires to the plate, and it's going to be a swing and a miss for strike three. So Altamont with two runners aboard, but can't get anything across as they are held scoreless again here in the sixth inning, and they continue to trail Windsor Sioux Strong 7-0 here in this third-place game of the National Trail Conference Baseball Tournament. We'll take a break, and when we come back, we will have the seventh inning coming up for you here on 107.1 FM WKRV, streaming live, VandaliaRadio.com, and on the Vandalia Radio app.
Who turned a decorated academic and athletic experience into a successful leadership role in education?
I did.
Who will be next to weigh the endless benefits of earning a first-class education close to home?
I will.
Who's training in a specialized program for a promising start in healthcare?
I am.
Jumpstart your career journey and college experience at the place with enviable skilled programs, growing campus amenities, and amazing value. This is Kaskaskia College. Success starts here.
It's not the kind of thing we like to talk about, but it's something we all must face. You can make things easier on the ones you love by pre-planning your funeral arrangements. Holton File Funeral Home in Vandalia will listen to your needs. They'll offer choices for your arrangements and make sure all your questions are answered. Holton File Funeral Home, a name you know and trust. Call 283-3434 for more information. Holton File Funeral Home, comfort and compassion when you need it most.
For the Indians, as Braden Elam will take over pitching duties for Altamont here in the seventh inning. Keegan Schultz going the first three-plus innings for the Indians. He got into the fourth inning, was not able to record an out before, recorded one out, so 3.1 innings for the Indians. Dyson Wagner went the next 2.2 innings. And now Braden Elam comes in here for the seventh inning. No other changes around the infield for the Indians. Around the outfield, Cade Millville will stay put in center field. Looks like we do have new left field and right field. So we will get those numbers for you as soon as we can. It is going to be Carter Verdine, Kendall Morris, Grayson McCray due up here for the Hatchets as they face the lefty Elam for the first time. Elam's first pitch is going to miss for ball one. Count one ball, no strikes here on Carter Verdine. Next pitch from Elam. It's taken four, called strike one. So the count moves to one ball, one strike. One ball, one strike count here on Verdine. Next pitch on the way from Elam into the windup. And that delivery going to miss just outside for ball two. So the count's two balls, no strikes. Two balls, one strike. Two balls, one strike. Elam comes set. Next pitch on the way. And that one's going to miss inside ball three. So three balls and one strike count here on Verdine. Next pitch on the way. And that's going to miss just outside. And that is going to be leadoff walk drawn by Carter Verdine. Leadoff walk by Verdine will bring Kendall Morris to the plate. Morris with a big home run shot against South Central on Wednesday. Gave Windsor Sioux Strong their lead before South Central was able to come back and win it 3-2. First pitch he sees, he will take it for ball one. Elam checking on the runner first, now comes to the plate, and that's going to miss low and in the dirt. For ball two. Two balls, no strikes here on Kendall Morris. Verdine, the runner at first, held on by Keegan Schultz. As Elam, the lefty, checks on the runner, and Verdine is back in there safely. Two balls, no strikes count here again on Kendall Morris. Braden Elam in his first inning of work on the mound for the Indians. Fires to the plate. And this one is going to be lined into left field. Going back, going, and it's going to stay in play. So it is a long single for Kendall Morris as Caden Wolf back in the game in left field. Drifting back, and couldn't tell if that one's going to stay in or not. It did bounce against the fence. So a long single for Kendall Morris, and that's going to put runners at the corners for the Hatchets as Carter Verdine does move up to third base. And Grayson, excuse me, now we're going to have a pinch hitter as Oliver Washer. Oliver Washer into bat for Grayson McCray. Washer takes first pitch he sees for ball one. Now he'll take this one for called strike one. So one ball, one strike the count here on Washer. Next pitch from Elam on the way. Here is a drive into center field. It's going to get down. One run will score. So that ball is going to get down to center field. So Oliver Washer, the pinch hitter, will come in with a single. One run will score. And now runners are going to be at first and second for the Hatchets. Here is Coy Morris at the plate. He is 0 for 1 today with a single back in the sixth inning. He will take this one for a called strike one. Again, no outs yet here in this top of the seventh inning. Windsor Stu Straws has tacked on one more to their lead as they lead Altamont 8-0 now. Runners are aboard at first and second. Coy Morris at the plate. He'll take this one. Four strikes, count 0-2. Next pitch from Elam on the way. And that one's going to miss low, ball one. So the count is one ball, two strikes on Morris. Runners are off to their leads at first and second. That is Braden Elam. His next pitch is going to miss high. That is ball two. Two balls, two strikes here on Coy Morris. Kendall Morris aboard at second. Oliver Washer at first for the Hatchets. Elam takes a long look at the runner at second. Now comes to the plate. Swing and a miss. Strike three. First strikeout of the ball game for Elam. First out here at the top of the seventh inning. And we flip up back to the top of the order. And Jackson Gergel at the plate for the Hatchets. In one out. Still two runners aboard for the Hatchets. Elam, his first pitch to Gergel, is going to be driven into left field, and it's going to drift foul. So the count moves to 0-1 on the long foul ball by Gergel. Again, runners are aboard at first and second for the Hatchets. With one out here, top of the seventh. Indians trailing Windsor Stu Straws 8-0 here in this third-place game of the NDC tournament. Next pitch on the way. Taken, four called, strike two. So Elam has himself well ahead here in the count. No balls and two strikes to Gergel. Long look at the runner. Second from Elam. Now fires to the plate. Here's a fly ball into right field. And the catch is going to be made for out number two. Two outs now here in the top of the seventh. As McManaway, who would move back into right field. Made the catch on that one, and now Seth Rinkle will take this one just inside for ball one. So count one ball, no strikes here on Rinker. Again, two outs, top of the seven, two runners on for the Hatchets. Swing and a miss for strike one. Swing and miss for strike one. Makes it one ball, one strike on Rinker. Elam again checks the two runners, fires to the plate. And this is going to be taken for called strike two. Two, one ball, two strikes with two outs here in the top of the seventh. Next pitch on the way from Elam. This one's going to miss high. Nice grab there by Miller. Coming out of his squat to corral that one. So it is 2 balls and 2 strikes now on Rinker. Into the windup is Elam. His delivery is going to miss outside. 4-3, so the count is now full. 3 balls, 2 strikes here on Rinker. And 2 runs aboard with 2 outs here in the 7th. Got to think the runners are going to be off, and they are with the pitch. And here is a pop fly. Shading the sun is Keegan Schultz as he drifts in and will make the catch for out number 3. So the infield pop fly to Keegan Schultz will end the top of the 7th inning. However, Windsor Sioux Straw is able to get one more run across as they increase their lead to 8-0 over the Indians. We'll take a break, and when we come back, we will have the bottom of the 7th inning for you here. As, again, you're listening to Altamont Indians Baseball on 107.1 FM WKRV. Streaming live, VandaliaRadio.com and on the Vandalia Radio app.
For over a century, First State Bank of Beecher City has been providing personal service to its friends and neighbors. Whether you're looking for personal checking and savings, mortgages, consumer, or agriculture loans, the friendly folks at First State Bank of Beecher City will be happy to help. Stop by 101 South Charles Street in Beecher City or check them out online at fsbbc.com. First State Bank of Beecher City, a strong community bank with strong community values. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
It is going to be the 4, 5, and 6 batters due up for the Altamont Indians in their last chance effort here. As they trail Windsor Sioux Straw's 8-0. As we move here in the bottom of the 7th inning. Jackson Gurgle back to work on the mound for the Hatchets. As he starts his 7th inning of work, his first pitch is going to miss high, 4-1. Keegan Schultz, Zane Miller, and Dyson Wagner do up this inning for the Indians. Here's a shot into left center field by Schultz, going, drifting back, and it's gone. That one's going to be out of here as Keegan Schultz with the leadoff home run for the Indians. That'll get Altamont on the board as they cut the Windsor Sioux Straw's lead down to 8-1. So didn't know if that one was going to get out or not, and it continued to drift and just got over the fence in center field, just to the left of the flagpole in the area of, I'd say, about 350, 345 is the sign to the right of there, so I'd say about 350 or so, where Schultz hit that one out. So the solo home run by Keegan Schultz makes it 8-1, brings Zane Miller to the plate for the Indians. First pitch, swing and a miss by Miller, makes the count 0-1. So no balls, 1 strike, count on Miller. Caden Wolf waits on deck for his first at-bat as he re-entered the game. And will bat in the next spot. This one tapped foul by Zane Miller, so the count moves to no balls and 2 strikes on the Indians catcher. He reached base on an error by the left fielder back in the 2nd inning. And that swing and a miss makes it out number 1 for the Indians. 0-3 on the day is Miller. Now here comes Caden Wolf, his first at bat. He taps it foul. So the count moves to no balls, 1 strike. Caden Wolf being DH'd for early in the game as he played left field, and then Wagner comes out of the game. And Wolf, with his first at bat, taps it back to Gurgle. Gurgle on a run, boasted away over to his first baseman before he gives him the underhand toss for the 1-3 ground out. And that is 2 outs for the Indians here in the top of the 7th inning. So they're down to their last chance here, and Reed Stimke, they're down to their last out. Reed Stimke going to see if he can get something going here with 2 outs for the Indians. Going to be taken for strike 1. The count moves to 1-1 here on Stimke. Next pitch from Gurgle on the way is a swing and a miss for strike 2. So 1-2 here on Stimke. Next pitch from Gurgle is going to be a light tapper. Gurgle going to come off the mound, backhands it, or barehands it, as it moves foul. So tosses it on to first, but Reed Simke stays alive at the plate with a count of 1-2. So 1-2 here on Simke. Pitch from Gergel. And that misses high, 2. So the count 2-2. 2-2 here on Simke. Next pitch from Gergel. Bow back to the screen. Count stays 2-2. A little later we've gotten in this ball game, and the bigger the lead for Windsor Stu Strong, the faster we have seen Gergel pitch for the Hatchets. He's going to miss low this one. That's in the dirt in front of the plate, so the count is now full. As Spinky was behind in the count, 0-2. Got it back to a full count. He's fouled a couple off, 2, to stay alive. As count stays full, 3-2. Here's the next pitch to Simke. Swing and a miss for strike 3. So that is going to be the ball game as Windsor Stu Schroff with the 8-1 win